JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, over 80 residents of Arnett Gardens receive land titles. And in Glimpses of Jamaica, we highlight the policeman button. Eighty-five residents of Arnett Gardens, St. Andrew are among the latest beneficiaries of the government's land titling project. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, encouraged new landowners to ensure the community has organizational structures that can chart development and to preserve the value of their property.
Your lives are going to be transformed. You'll no longer be the term informal settlers, but you'll be people with your house, with legal documentation that you're owners. Apart from your being official with your title, there are certain obligations which follow.
Minister Davies was speaking at the recent handing over ceremony. The titling project is being jointly undertaken by the governments of Jamaica and the Republic of South Korea under the Cadastral Mapping and Titling Project. One of the outcomes of Vision 2030 is that teachers will be trained to world-class standards. With the full support of parents and families, Jamaica will place emphasis on early childhood development. To find out more, go to vision2030.gov.jm. On the community notice board, on International Women's Day, March 8, the public is invited to come out and benefit from a free health fair at the College of Oral Health Sciences, 5 Arthur Wint Drive, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
For our men and women. Equality. A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Why you say policeman button? I saw the button because they say it looked like the button from the police clothes. It was some small cookie, brown in color. It was very enjoyable. When we were going to school, it was very enjoyable because they were small. You pay like probably 1 cent, you buy like for one, and you just put them in your mouth and they melt away very quickly. So, you know, you buy like even 10, so in no time you'll finish eating them because they were very small and tough. You don't even have to chew them, you just suck them and they'll melt away. My name is Marsha Brown. I'm from Silent Hill, Clarendon.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, inviting you to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.